From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says a child suicide bomber carried out Saturday's attack on a wedding party in southeast Turkey. The attack killed at least 51 people and wounded scores, many of them critically. Mr. Erdogan said Sunday that initial evidence shows the bomber was between 12 and 14 years of age. He said the Islamic State extremists appear to have carried out the attack in the city of Gaziantep near the Syrian border. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles was chosen by U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in the closing ceremony of this year's Olympics. Biles, who took 4 gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor.
I don't know how I've been so lucky and so blessed to receive the honor of being the flag bearer, but I'm very excited and I can't wait for my team to be with me to do that.
The final day of the Olympics features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. Officials say at least 20 people were killed when 2 suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in the Somalian city of Galkayo. After the first explosion, a second bomber struck as first responders came to the aid of the victims of the first bombing. Al-Shabaab militants are claiming responsibility. The attacks are believed to be in response to military operations conducted by U.S.-trained Somali special forces, in which many militants were captured. In another incident, officials say at least 4 people were wounded on Sunday when mortar shells struck a government compound, that happening in the capital, Mogadishu. This is VOA News. The leaders of Italy, France, and Germany plan to meet Monday in Italy to discuss the future of the European Union. It is the second such meeting since Britain's vote to leave the EU. The Israeli military responded Sunday with airstrikes and tank fire after Palestinian militants fired a rocket into the Israeli border town of Sderot. Israeli airstrikes hit a number of locations in the Gaza Strip. No serious injuries were reported on either side. The president of the Philippines is threatening to withdraw his country from the United Nations, ridiculing the organization as useless.
I do not want to insult you, but maybe we'll just have to decide to separate from the United Nations.
President Rodrigo Duterte there striking back against critics of his anti-drug campaign. That campaign has led to the extrajudicial killings of hundreds of suspects. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump is making a new pitch to get the support of Black and Latino voters. He told a crowd of supporters in Virginia Saturday that he recognizes that outreach to Black voters is something the Republicans must do better.
My goal is to provide every African-American child in our country with access to the ladder of American success. That means good education and a great-paying job.
Trump is trailing badly behind Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton among minority voters. Earlier, Trump met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton has been off the campaign trail for several days, concentrating her efforts on fundraising events. On Tuesday, she plans to attend a Los Angeles fundraising lunch hosted by pop singer Justin Timberlake and other prominent Hollywood figures. One of the country's top medical experts says the United States can expect the Zika virus to be around for as long as 2 more years. Dr. Anthony Fauci told ABC Television's This Week program Sunday that the Gulf Coast states in the U.S. are most vulnerable to the disease. Fauci is head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. A wind-driven fire in Central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in San Luis Obispo County has destroyed at least 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th. The blaze is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses an art collection that once belonged to the late publisher William Randolph Hearst. Meanwhile, officials say the Blue Cut wildfire, that's in Southern California, is 80% contained. The fire has destroyed more than 300 houses and outbuildings and has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.